Kids are playing football on a school playground in Kumanovo using improvised goalposts. The building on my left is the Naim Frasheri School for ethnic Albanian students. And to the right is the Macedonian Vuk Karadzic School. Despite the separate teaching facilities, the children of both schools play here together in breaks and after classes. 10-year-old Erza is ethnic Albanian.
So this is your playground?
Yes. This is Macedonian school and this is Albanian school.
Did you ever go to the Macedonian part?
Yes. I was in this school.
So it's possible to go, you're Albanian, to go to the Macedonian school?
Yes.
Nothing will happen.
We have peace in school.
But can I ask you then, why is it not one school?
I don't know, because we have another language, you know? We have Albanian language, and they have Macedonian language.
Ethnic Albanians make up about a quarter of the population in Macedonia, but it's still exceptional to have kids from two communities playing together. Back in 2001, there was a brief armed conflict following demands by the ethnic Albanians for more rights. That led to the Albanian language being officially recognized and also introduced into schools. But it also meant the beginning of segregated schools. The heads of both schools here, the Albanian and the Macedonian, are showing me around. They're proud of working together so closely. Nadisa Petrovska is in charge of the Macedonian school.
We're in a mixed neighbourhood. Macedonians and Albanians both live here. The country's education system allows schooling in both languages, so Macedonians learn in Macedonian and Albanians learn in Albanian. Luckily, our schools are, let's say, under one roof. This means we have the opportunity to have mixed activities, unlike schools that are entirely separated. And it opens the door to having other projects that bring the kids together.
In most places around the country, the Albanian and Macedonian communities live in separate neighbourhoods and kids go to separate schools. There are only a few schools like this one, where the two groups can play together. Here there are extracurricular activities that both schools participate in together.
It's great that it's mixed. I like it. We don't have fight. We play together, volleyball or something, sports. And I like it.
But the past couple of weeks have been difficult for the children, parents and teachers here. The schools are just a few hundred meters away from Divana Selba, a part of town which made the headlines earlier this month. On May 9th, police forces stormed the area where alleged Albanian terrorists were hiding out. The gun battle which followed lasted 2 days, leaving 22 dead. In Kumanovo, that weekend is now described as the Little War. The children are still in shock after the shootout, especially in the Albanian school, as most of the kids live close to where the shootings took place. The teacher tries to calm them by getting them to sing songs. The kids do drawings to express their feelings. Many show guns, shooting, blood and helicopters. They write peace and we don't want war and leave the children alone. Since the shootings, there have been fears of new ethnic conflict in Macedonia. But here in Kumanovo, one of the most ethnically mixed cities, there's no evidence of that. Ibrahim Ayohim is in charge of the Albanian school.
At the moment, the situation in Kumanovo between the communities is good. In fact, it's never been better. Unlike back in 2001, when there was concern about conflict breaking out. Back then it was obvious that people were dissatisfied with the way things were. But now there's no indication that anything like that is about to happen on an ethnic level.
Goodbye! 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 Bye!
But that doesn't mean that everything's okay in terms of inter-ethnic relations. There is segregation, and children don't go to school together, And that needs to change, says Sashko Stojovski.
The main problem now is the people, says the directors, the teachers, the parents, is the language barrier between the students. The whole educational system doesn't offer any initiative, any kind of activities, formal or non-formal activities, or informal activities, for the students, for the teachers, for the parents, from different ethnic background.
His organization, the Nansen Dialogue Center in Skopje, has developed a multi-ethnic education model. It enables children from both groups to be taught in their own language, but also to have extracurricular and bilingual classes together. This model has now been implemented in 13 schools throughout Macedonia. But Stojovski says it's still not easy to convince parents.
The fear is we don't know each other. I don't like to go in this school, multi-ethnic school, because they're Albanians. And I have a lot of stereotypes and prejudice, and vice versa. The parents prefer mono-ethnic schools. They don't like to study together, the parents. They are afraid of the others. At the moment, there is no political will.
Meanwhile, in the capital, Skopje, there have been demonstrations against the government of Prime Minister Nikola Gruevski. They've been sparked by claims by the opposition that the government is responsible for widespread corruption and illegal wiretapping. It is the country's most serious political crisis in decades. But there also seems to be a clear message that these are multi-ethnic protests. Both Macedonians and ethnic Albanians want things to change in the country.
We think that for the last couple of years, things have been changed for the better. So we're learning to live with each other. And I think that there has been a lot of progress, a lot more than in 2001. And I really don't see Albanians as our enemy. After all, we all want to live in a better world where we can forward ourselves everything that we want, and to live in a free country where we can speak what we want and say what we want without someone taking advantage of that.
Officials from the European Union are now trying to broker some kind of solution to Macedonia's political dreadlock. And they're hoping, like many here, that inter-ethnic relations don't become a casualty of the battle going on for leadership of the country. Mitra Nazar, DW, Macedonia.